or call 800-654-9659.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday. This is absolutely 3425, March 4th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate the text messages during the break. No surprise, Jennifer Granholm, the worst governor in the state of Michigan until now. Whitmer definitely beats Granholm hugely. Yeah, I can't disagree with that statement. One of the things that we're looking at is this process, because of how late in the year, number one, the State of the State address was given, plus the budget process. One of the things that's going to lead this budget to being signed probably after August is going to be what the governor wants, a long-term road funding solution. Well, governor called a breakfast powwow on the roads. Some people are saying no to a tax increase. That, of course, being Matt Hall and the Republicans. So how is this going to work out? Well, the West Michigan Policy Forum, a very wealthy group of individuals that run businesses in West Michigan, primarily in the Grand Rapids area, released a letter urging Michigan legislators to prioritize fixing the state's road without increasing taxes or fees, especially on businesses, job creators, and the state's residents. Governor Gretchen Whitmer pulling together an invitation-only gathering for Thursday morning of this week is wanting to meet with a select group of specific legislators on ways to pull together a long-term road funding package, according to information obtained by MERS News Service. As of yesterday afternoon, neither House Speaker Matt Hall nor any of his chief lieutenants on road funding issues were among those invited. The meeting appears to be similar to a meeting the governor had last year that involved long-term transit deal that included high-speed rail coming out of the revamped Renaissance Center. Well, the enormous package collapsed on itself. Asked to comment on the situation, Whitmer's press secretary, Stacey LaRouche, said Governor Whitmer has been calling for a sustainable long-term road funding solution and will work with Republicans and Democrats to get it done. The governor often meets members of the legislature on priorities. And she's also been in touch with the Republican leadership on the roads funding issue. The governor will continue to work with anyone who's serious about solving problems. Okay, then I got a very simple question for you, Stacey. Why hasn't she invited the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, or any of the other Republicans on the Transportation Committee? If you're talking about working with both Republicans and Democrats to get things done and solving problems, I think you need to include them. Well, based on West Michigan Policy Forum releasing this policy letter, sent to Michigan legislators, I can tell you one thing. They donate a lot of money to Republican politicians. And if this letter, in any way, shape, or form, is going to influence them, it's very simple. Fix the roads without increasing taxes or fees. Job providers, businesses, and our residents. Well, at her State of the State address last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said a final road solution will need to come through revenue increases as well as cuts. Well, this isn't going to work for the West Michigan Policy Forum. John Kennedy, chair of the forum, said raising taxes on job providers, especially small businesses, only makes Michigan less competitive. We cannot afford to drive job creators out of our state by asking businesses employing hardworking Michiganders to pay more. It'll raise the prices of our products, and because of competition, we will lose sales and end up possibly going out of business and leaving the state. Kennedy went on to say that the West Michigan Policy Forum commended Speaker Hall's $3.1 billion road funding plan. It simply reallocates current spending to fund roads and bridge repairs without any new taxes. But you see, here's the problem. Whitmer and the Democrats don't want to make the cuts or shift the money into road repair, into bridge repair. They would rather be in a situation where they can just tax us more and pay for it that way. Well, here's the letter from the West Michigan Policy Forum. Dated Monday, March 3rd, yesterday, 2025, Michigan can fix roads without raising costs on job providers and its residents. Dear legislator, the West Michigan Policy Forum opposes proposals by Governor Gretchen Whitmer or any others that make it more expensive to create and maintain jobs or drive to work or to school in our state. While good roads and bridges are an integral part of a thriving economy, tax increases and fee hikes will only hurt our ability to grow jobs and become a top 10 state. We certainly support efforts to fix Michigan roads, but we are totally against tax hikes in general. And the corporate income tax proposal in particular are rooted in fundamental misunderstanding who actually pays the cost of higher taxes. For example, although the governor's news release said her road funding plan would ask massive corporations and big tech industries such as Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok to pay their fair share to do business in Michigan, the large majority of job providers that pay the corporate income taxes in our state are in fact small and mid-sized businesses. According to the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, 87% of businesses that pay the corporate income tax have fewer than 100 employees. 87%. The Small Business Association of Michigan says 62% of businesses that pay the corporate income taxes actually have fewer than 10 employees. Raising the cost of living, working, and creating jobs in Michigan is the wrong approach because Michigan already struggles to attract and retain businesses compared to lower tax states like Indiana, Texas, and Tennessee. raising the corporate income tax will push companies to invest in states with more competitive tax climates, reducing job opportunities for Michigan workers. I'm going to stop right there in this letter. Donald Trump, taking questions from the reporters last night, said at midnight, the 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico go into effect. The stock market, not sure as to what this is going to do to our economy, dropped over 600 points in the Dow Jones yesterday. S&P 500, NASDAQ, all went down hugely yesterday based on the tariffs going into effect midnight this morning. But guess what? Two large manufacturers have already announced they are not building plants in Mexico. They're going to build them here in the United States. One going to Indiana, lower tax state than Michigan. Now, I got a very simple question. If we were being competitive, if we had lower corporate income taxes, we had lower personal income taxes, we may have been running to get that manufacturing plant that just went basically to our neighbor next door, southwest corner, Indiana. Southeast corner, Detroit, Monroe, is Ohio. Vivek Ramaswamy announced he's running for governor in Ohio. You know one of his platform items he's running on? Eliminating corporate income taxes and personal income taxes in Ohio. If Michigan doesn't embrace this, folks, we are never going to attract more businesses to this state. Finally, they say, despite the common rhetoric to the contrary, corporate taxes are not absorbed by businesses. They are passed down to the consumers through higher prices and to their employees through stagnant wages or reduced hiring. Increasing taxes on employers will make Michigan's cost of living of doing business less competitive. Final two paragraphs of this story will wrap it up. Final segment, hour number one, we'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I want to repeat this last couple of paragraphs and wrap up this letter from the West Michigan Policy Forum that they sent to legislators. Raising the cost of living, working, and creating jobs in Michigan is the wrong approach, because Michigan already struggles to attract and retain businesses compared to lower tax states like Indiana, Tennessee, and Texas. Raising the corporate income tax will push companies to invest in states with more competitive tax climates, reducing job opportunities for Michigan workers. This is one of the main items Whitmer stated in her State of the State address last week, wanting corporations to pay their fair share. It doesn't work. Why? Corporate taxes are not absorbed by businesses. They're not paid for by businesses. They treat it like an expense. Electric bill, the rent on the building, or the mortgage on the building, property taxes, any hard fixed cost the business has, taxes are included as an expense. You add up all your expenses, you then multiply times your percentage of profits that you want back from the business, add the profit to your expenses, and that is your raw cost to run the business. Then you figure out how many widgets you're going to sell in a year, and that figure comes to the price that you have to sell your product, good, or service for to pay all those expenses, including taxes, Whitmer, the cost of running the business, and your profit. You increase corporate income tax, the consumer ends up paying more for the products, the goods or services produced by the business. It's that simple. It's economics 101. What part of this does this governor not get? Corporate taxes are passed down to the consumers through higher prices and harms the employees because they are forced to accept stagnant wages. You can't give them a raise because that would make our price of our goods, services, and products go up. We wouldn't be competitive in the marketplace. They may not even be able to hire others to work. Increasing taxes on employers will make Michigan's cost of living and cost of doing business less competitive to other states. Higher taxes in general also disproportionately harm small and mid-sized businesses, which are actually the backbone of Michigan's economy. A tax increase will make it harder for startups to get going, discourage innovation and new business formation at a time when Michigan should be fostering economic growth, not sending it to other states. We therefore implore you not to vote for any tax increase that is presented by the governor as a solution to a long-term road funding formula. Signed, West Michigan Policy Forum. Absolutely agree with everything they said in this letter. And here's the problem. Matt Hall and the Republicans, if you're listening, you cannot in any way, shape, or form pass any new type of tax increase on us, the people of the state of Michigan, on businesses in the state of Michigan. Can't afford to pay them. What you're going to do is continue to kick the can down the road if you do it. And the problem for you, we're watching. Any Republican that votes for a tax increase as a road funding solution needs to be replaced in 26. All of them are up for election or re-election. 110 state house reps, 38 state senators, all on the ballot in next year's election. This is a line in the sand. This is going to be a vote that I will be watching very closely. And if you vote for this crap, I will let everybody know, not only in your district, but across the entire state. This will not be tolerated if you're a Republican, especially a House Republican. You've got the majority. You got the speaker with the gavel in his hand. Sorry, Governor, we're not passing this. It's not happening. We don't care how many Democrats you have supporting it. It's not happening in our chamber. We have no appetite for increased taxes, period, end of story. You have to make cuts in other departments to put it into the road funding formula, like Matt Hall has given up his proposal back in November. Pass what Hall wants and get the Senate to pass it as well. Or this is going to be a long budget process this year. Ian Murphy coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural.